So to bring some insight into the conversation, I am thrilled to introduce someone who is a teacher of ancient Hebrew. He has a tremendous understanding of the Hebrew roots of our Christian faith, the founder of the Wild Branch Ministry, my friend Brad Scott. Brad, welcome.
Thank you, Cole. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. And Brad, to get things started, could you share a little about what the Bible has to say about being saved by grace and maybe just salvation in general?
Yeah, I would suggest to you, Cole, that from the very beginning, ever since Adam and Eve were cast out of the garden, we like to say they were exiled out of the garden, our Father, our God, has been in the business of restoring his people back to where he originally intended them to be in the first place. Our Father is in the business of return or restoration. And so that's the constant theme in Scripture. When Adam and Eve sinned and they were cast out of the garden, he clothed them by his grace, if you will, with the skins of animals. He didn't have to do that. It was really wasn't anything that Adam and Eve did in order to earn those things, but that's what he did by his grace, is he clothed them. And then Adam and Eve had responsibilities to go forth and multiply. So they received the inheritance through the blood, if you will, by grace, and then they had a responsibility to go forth and multiply. In the days of Noah, Noah first found grace in the eyes of God, and it wasn't anything that he particularly did, but then it was followed with, go build an ark. And so he had the inheritance by grace, his salvation, his deliverance from the wages of sin, which is death because of Adam and Eve. And so now it's followed with a responsibility to build an ark. And this pattern is going to be consistently repeated all throughout Scripture. And it's the same for this generation, Cole. The Father's always in the business of redeeming us the same way. Grace is something, especially when you see that Greek word, grace is something that's there in the beginning, it's there in the middle, it's there in the end. So men are always saved by grace. The Torah or the commandments of God are designed to bless us individually or bless us as nations when we keep them and curse us individually and as a nation if we do not. And so these things about the restoration were prophesied in Matthew 17:11. Elijah's ministry through John the Baptist was to restore all things. Zephaniah 3:9 tells us that in the latter days he will turn the pure language back to the people. Daniel 12 says in the latter days that there'll be some seals opened up. And Isaiah 46:10, among six other places in Isaiah, tells us that the end is always revealed in the beginning. If you want to know what's going on in the end, you go back to the beginning. So if you destroy what goes on in the beginning, you destroy what goes on in the end. The reality is this, that grace is not new. Grace is just true. There's nothing new in the New Testament. The New Testament is just true. And we find that over and over and over again throughout Scripture. But if you reject the commandments of God, then you end up being a nation that leads the world in pornography and abortion and murder and suicide and disease and health costs and sex crimes. And you also lead the world in churches and missionaries and seminaries and Christian rock bands and things like that. There's something wrong with this picture I just described, because that's exactly what America looks like today.
You're right. We have more churches and seminaries here in the United States, but it is an incredibly sad fact that yet we still lead the world in pornography and abortion and all these miserable crimes. And so now we're going to begin to shift the conversation towards some solutions, what it looks like to be obedient to the Lord, and then also the new covenant.